Welcome this morning to Jackson Thembu, the spokesperson of the ANC. On Sunday, the ANC will be celebrating 100 years. Will Nelson Mandela be attending?
We should all know that he's no longer a young man. If he attends, all of us will be very happy. If he doesn't attend, we'll not be disappointed.
What sort of celebrations will be taking place on Sunday?
Musical items that will be rendered by world-acclaimed musicians based in South Africa, but we'll also have a centenary address by the president of the ANC, President Jacob Zuma. And thereafter, we will then have a 100-minute show in song and dance that will be portraying 100 years of the ANC, the history of the ANC. So indeed, we are very excited that we will be having such a show, which will clearly tell our young ones, where do we come from, tell South Africa where do we come from, and that show will be broadcast live, including the speech by the president, will be broadcast live to all South Africans.
What's the significance of the attendance of former President Thabo Mbeki?
This is an ANC activity. It's an activity that he was really close to. He has been a member of the ANC for over 50 years, and therefore he would have wanted to attend even himself. So that he will be there in person, he will not be engaged in some of the world affairs that he's engaged in. We are all excited, we are all very happy, and we know that there are also some certain tasks as former president of the ANC that he'll be given to perform on the day.
Some people might say that this last year has been a rocky one for the ANC, especially events surrounding the Youth League leader, Julius Malema. Is he going to be in attendance?
Julius Malema remains a member of the ANC until, of course, after the appeal. Therefore, we have no qualms at all. He will attend the ceremony. But again, all of us should appreciate that when all of us veer away from the principles and values of the ANC, all of us are not immune from discipline. And the same applies to Julius Malema.
There are commentators who see the centenary celebrations as a preview of the ANC's elective conference in December. Will the celebrations be a test of loyalty for Zuma?
No. The celebrations are a test of loyalty for the ANC. They are a test of how far we have gone in our struggle over 100 years, not only as ANC, but led by the ANC as the people of this country. That's why even the people who have been invited, we have invited all families of leaders that have passed this world. So indeed, this has got nothing to do with Zuma, but it has got everything to do with where South Africa comes from in a struggle led by the African National Congress over the 100 years.
One newspaper in South Africa described the ANC as currently deeply divided, embroiled in bitter infighting and destructive power struggles. Will the ANC live to see another 100 years?
From where I sit, I think it will. You will remember that even in the past 100 years or in the century that we are talking about, there were problems in the ANC, but the ANC was able to deal with those problems. Now we are in power. All organizations that get into power experience the problems that we are experiencing today. But I am very confident that the ANC will overcome these difficulties. You will know that there have been breakaways from the ANC. The PAC broke away from the ANC in 1959. You will also know that in the 80s, there are about 8 people who were thrown away from the ANC, a group of 8. You'll also know that in 2007, 2008, there are some people who broke away from the ANC to form an organization called COPE. But the ANC is still strong. We are from an election. It got over 60%. I'm more than convinced that the difficulties that we're experiencing now, just like the difficulties that we experienced when the PAC broke away, COPE broke away, I'm convinced that we'll overcome these difficulties. The ANC will be stronger. And in fact, the celebration of 100 years will make all of us want to go back to the values that made the ANC to be what it is over 100 years. I'm convinced that we are about to witness another 100 years that will be very interesting, very stimulating, but the 100 years that we'll see all South Africans leading a better life and all of them feeling that they are proudly South African.